Hello, my name is Hayden Keck, and I am 15 years old. Today, on October 28th, 2018, I am speaking with Dave Berry, who's my grandpa, and we are recording in Dayton, Ohio. And today we will be talking about his experience with the 1960 World Series. So, where and what time did this event take place?
The World Series was in October 15th or thereabouts in 1960 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at Forbes Field. It was an afternoon game and it was during the week. And I was fortunate enough to get four tickets because my father was in the wholesale drug business, and because it was during the week, he had a business commitment that he had to fulfill, and because of his business, Gillette had given him four tickets. I ended up being the recipient, and I took three of my fraternity brothers, and we got to go to the final game of the World Series, perhaps the best game ever. And from there, I'll answer any questions that Hayden may have.
So you told me in the past, when we talked about this event, that you hurt your leg. So how
I did.
Did you hurt your knee?
I did. I played baseball myself. I was a student at Duquesne University, and I tore a cartilage in an effort to slide away from a tag. I slid towards the outfield, and my cleat got stuck in the second base and bag, and anyway, I tore my cartilage, so I was put into a hip cast. So I went to that baseball game on crutches with three of my fraternity brothers.
So the next experience is, I know you grew up in the city of Pittsburgh, as you've told me. So did you just grow up with the Pirates, or how was your experience with the Pirates from when you were young?
I did grow up in Pittsburgh, and all my formative years through college were in Pittsburgh. I also worked in Pittsburgh for a number of years. I spent my career in the steel industry, but always a Pirate fan, and went to a fair amount of games at Forbes Field. It's no longer in existence. It was tore down and a newer field built in Pittsburgh, but Forbes Field is where I had most of my memories. We had some great players back then. Roberto Clemente and Bob Skinner, and you could go on, and Bob Friend, some of the pitchers. That's my experience with the Pirates.
So you said you went to Forbes Field. Could you describe a little bit of what Forbes Field was kind of like?
Yeah, it was out in the Oakland area, which is out towards where the University of Pittsburgh is, and I think Forbes Field held about 47,000 people, and it was just an enjoyable ballpark. You particularly like to watch. My biggest memories of baseball players was Clemente, who played right field, and unfortunately died trying to in an airplane crash when he was in his late 20s, but Roberto he had such a strong arm that he could catch a fly ball on the track near the wall and throw it on a line drive all the way to home plate. Threw many a man out to doing that thought he could tag up on third and come in. But he was just a great ball player.
So what kind of, could you explain what happened during the 1960 World Series?
Well, that game in particular was, the Yankees was against the Yankees, of course, and the Yankees were heavily favored to win the World Series. But it went down to the seventh game. Pittsburgh won three, the Yankees had won three, of course, and the Yankees would just drub the Steelers, the Pirates, by maybe 8-10 runs in the games they won, and the Pirates would win by one run or two runs when they won. So it got down to the final game, and needless to say, one of the greatest home runs ever hit was hit by Billy Mazeroski, who was a great second baseman. But Maz was not a home run hitter. He would play, he would in the course of a season, Mazeroski would have somewhere between maybe 6 to 10 home runs. That would be all. But that particular day, he hit the most famous home run maybe ever hit in a World Series. And Billy Mazeroski still lives around the Pittsburgh area. I think he lives down closer to Wheeling. He has a little golf course that he owns down there, a public golf course, and has a home there. And so that's really the story of that game.
My next question is like, how did you and you said you were with your three fraternity brothers, and how did like the city and everyone react at that time?
Well, it was a frenzy like I'd never seen before, and I've been to a lot of sporting events, but I never saw anything like this. When the game ended after the home run, people were just frozen in their streets, screaming and yelling in the seats, and it was easy for me to at least get down to the down a couple ramps. We didn't want to leave the field either, but I couldn't go out on the field because I was on crutches. But it was easy to get out of your seats because nobody wanted to leave for a long time. Then to find 47,000-48,000 people running out onto the field and just wanting to be there, and we saw people picking up dirt and women putting dirt in their purses and men putting dirt in their, and it was a weekday, so a lot of men wore their business suits because they came from their offices to go to the game, and they were putting I still remember a handful of dirt from the infield into their pockets, you know, and it was crazy. Then when you finally left the ballpark, the city of Pittsburgh, whether it was up and down Fifth Avenue or up and down Penn Avenue, all the high-rise office buildings, people were throwing paper out the windows. It took 2 days to clean up the city of Pittsburgh when this was all said and done, you know. The people that were working in there, horns were blasting, whether you were at the game or not. I mean, just people were in a frenzy in Pittsburgh. And it was all good fun. I mean, it was just wonderful for them to win that World Series. And I was glad that I had the chance to see it because I certainly, tickets were hard to come by. And I'm glad my dad had a business obligation. So, anyway, it was truly a exciting time, and we were it's a memory I'll never forget.
Well, thank you, Pappy, for doing this with me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And I'm glad that I could tell that story, and I hope someone listens someday. They would. Learn a little bit more about the Pittsburgh Pirates. It was a wonderful organization, still is to this day. So, and I'm talking here at 78 years of age. So I was only 18. No, I was 20 years of age. I was born 1940, so I was 20 years of age when I went to that ball game. So that was a long time ago, but I still have the memory of that.
Well, thank you, and this was my grandpa's story, Dave Beery, on his experience with Game 7 of the 1960 World Series. Thank you.
You're welcome.